Nearly 2,000 years ago came this biblical warning: "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings." Following the pattern of this scripture, on May 3, 1965, popular ABC radio commentator Paul Harvey shocked listeners with a 3-minute warning of his own, titled "If I Were the Devil," now heard by millions in our time on YouTube and other platforms because 50 years later his words have proven prophetic. So if I were the devil today, I'd not want you to know who or what I am or that I even exist. Instead, I'd want you thinking about long red capes, little green men, or not thinking about anything at all. I'd defeat you without a fight because you'd be unaware you're in one. Having corrupted so much of the institutional church, I'd desire to devour God's faithful remnant, but finding them well defended would settle on destroying the countries in which they prominently reside. From the Middle East to Europe to America and beyond, I'd eventually bring outside invasion, but first I'd weaken by fracturing and spawning self-loathing from within, because a house divided cannot stand when half its people hate it for what they think it used to be and the other half hate it for what they think it's going to be. As the father of lies, I'd flex my skill, eroding faith across generations with doubt branded as education, sophistication, even enlightenment, labeling the truth of God a lie, the love of God hate, and the grace of God's call to holiness a license to sin. I'd take Christ out of Christmas but set aside an entire month to promote pride, weakening preaching and teaching so much you wouldn't even know why it's the first of the 7 deadly sins. I'd make church fun and cool but not deep and wide, so you could go for years without hearing a convicting word about sin, the need for personal and national repentance, or what it actually means to turn and humble ourselves, that our land might be healed. If such things still yet crossed your mind, I'd brand them judgmental or political, as a means to make the people of God mute, that they might become moot to a fallen world in need of the truth that would set them free. If I were the devil, I'd never utter the word depravity, though I am of depraved mind, not wanting you to know your true condition apart from God, lest you turn to receive the Savior as your Lord instead of me, realizing how desperately you need to be saved every single day. In between demonic laughs, I'd tell you men can become women, women can become men, and children aren't being groomed, while demanding you follow the science, because I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. I'd also make you think sin is just a made-up moral code instead of a spiritual disease causing us to destroy each other while hardening our hearts toward God. You see, I really hate you, because God really loves you. So I'd embed myself in all sorts of media, getting you to laugh at the church lady and ridicule men of God, but dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, while happily consuming that which is in reality consuming you and those around you. I'd get children to act like adults and adults to act like children in all the wrong ways, diminishing and defiling themselves in the process. I'd use every label and lie to get all groups of people to hate all other people until there are no more people, as bonds of fellowship are fractured and even men and women become contentious toward each other, losing desire or hope for a future generation because I want you gone. If I were the devil, I'd seek to make schools my temple and libraries my footstool, getting you to think Dr. Seuss is bad, but a doctor mutilating your child is good. As I'm the great rebel, I'd nurture a spirit of rebellion in you, thinking yourselves independent and strong while actually making you weak, self-absorbed, and mine. I'd redefine words and twist meanings to distract you from the work of my hand, gloating as you call crime justice and hate restitution, denying God's plan for true reconciliation as you distance yourself from Him and His Word. My greatest victory would be enticing you to remake Jesus in your own image, falling into accidental idolatry, even a form of unknown atheism, by creating your own personal version of God that's not God at all. Instead of showing your love for the Lord by following His teachings and obeying His commands, you'd expect Him to follow you in your thinking, even your politics, because I'd tempt many people, whether labeled left or right, to worship government as if God. You might start realizing that I am the prince of this world and you my paupers, but only after getting well on your way to meeting me in person, because the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. If I were the devil, my hubris might tempt me to lower my veil, revealing many victories in these battles, but since arrogance breeds ignorance, I'd forget the war was already won long ago by a man dying on a cross, saving those who have eyes to see and ears to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And now it is finished, and so is the devil. Because if I were he, I'd know my time is short, because Christ's return is near. Oh, thank God I'm not of the devil anymore.
This is Pastor Jimmy Owens. Join us at St. Timothy in Mandeville for vibrant and engaging worship this Sunday morning, or hear more at the 5 p.m. worship service on Sunday night.